And in studio now I have Gary Meath. Good afternoon, Gary. How are you?
Good, thank you very much.
And you've taken over the entertainment in Parnells, and you've a terrific competition coming up. So tell us all about it.
Basically, it's a karaoke competition. And we're basically looking for people around the area, not just around the area, but in all walks of life or everywhere to take part in it. We've got €2,000 to give away. The breakdown of that is €1,500 for first place and €500 for second place. So we've decided not to have a third prize, you know, allocated money-wise.
Yes, yeah.
So as we have bigger prizes for first and second.
So it's usually like most competitions. How many heats are you going to have?
We're going to have 8 heats, a semi-final and a final. Okay. The semi-final and the final will be kind of done X-Factor style, where we'll have people from the entertainment industry in to, you know, offer their opinions on the singers. But the semi-finals and the finals will be a combination of judges and people who are voting.
And it's starting next week on Thursday, isn't it?
It starts Thursday.
So are you going to run it on every Thursday?
It'll be every Thursday for 8 weeks.
8 weeks.
With the heats and then the semi-final and the final.
And is there a limit to how many you'll put on each night?
No. Basically what happens is like we'll have a bit of crack on the night to be, you know, I'll be doing a bit of DJing, a few songs, many singers up as possible. Anybody can enter.
Yeah.
But basically the design of it is that two people will go through from each of the heats to the semi-finals. And then from there we get down to the last kind of 8 or 9 for the finals.
Okay.
So it's pretty much just turn up, two people qualify. If you don't qualify 1 week, you can come in the next week and go again.
And how will they qualify? Is it up to the public to vote? Or?
Well, for the first 8 heats, there's no kind of proper design for this that will work, because there's always issues when it comes to talent competitions.
Yeah.
So for the first 8 heats, I'm going to put 2 of the best singers through. And then for the semi-finals and finals, it'll be a combination of judging and audience voting for, you know, the business end of it.
Yeah. So you'll be deciding yourself to...
For the first 8 heats, yeah.
Ah, that's a big responsibility. I would say you'll have earache by the end of the 8 weeks.
I expect it every night. But as I said, there's no... You know, the safest way to do it is take responsibility myself.
Yes, yeah.
I know a good singer when I hear a good singer.
Yes, yeah.
And if you don't get through the first week, you can come back the next week. And, you know, we will be able to whittle it down to the best singers between the semi-finals and the finals. And that's where we bring the judges in.
Okay.
With a combination of judging and audience voting.
And is there any restrictions in the format? In other words, if people can just turn up on a night, if a guy comes with a guitar, or if someone says, no, I don't like backing, I just want to sing a cappella, you know, what have you got any restrictions on
that? Yeah, it is a karaoke competition.
Okay, so
you know, I wouldn't, if a guy turned up with a guitar, I wouldn't turn him away.
Yeah.
But I would prefer if people use the backing tracks that are going to be provided.
Mm-hmm.
It's specifically a karaoke competition because it just makes things easier then for everyone. It's backing tracks, get in, give it a go, see how you get on.
And the way things work now, just as out of curiosity for me, myself, can you get anything on karaoke now?
Pretty much, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, the way the karaoke is released, let's just say if you had a song that you wanted to sing for the finals and it was only out a week ago, well, I could go online, download that, you get it straight away, so it really wouldn't be an issue.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, that's how quick things work, you know, with the karaoke at the moment.
Yeah. No, I was just curious about that, because I haven't much knowledge of how far you can take with the karaoke, because I'm saying, if someone turned up on a night, something really obscure, because I've heard some obscure songs in my time, and it just throws everybody, and they're going, well, we haven't got that, and then, what do you mean you haven't got that? And there's a problem already.
Yeah, no, I mean, that always is there in the background, but, you know, I think 90% of people, or probably more than 90% of people, tend to sing what's popular.
Yeah.
You know, what's on in the 70s, the most popular songs, or up to date, most popular songs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very rare that somebody come, you know, might pick an obscure song, but it does happen.
Okay. Is this your own idea, particular idea? Because a lot of things that happen in a club, in communities, wherever, people are saying, listen, I'm up here all the time and you have this band and that band, but don't you have a talent competition? Is that what was suggested, or is it
We were toying with the idea for a couple of years, and then our general manager, Dave Feeney, pulled the trigger on it there a couple of weeks back and said, you know, let's give this a go. But we have been toying with, you know, Parnell's Got Talent and a few different ideas throughout the years. But we decided to go with this one, and so we'll just pull the trigger on it and see how it goes.
Okay. Well, if you put up Parnell's Got Talent, you'd be looking at all sorts of.
Then you bring in the guitar players
and lion tamers and all sorts of things.
All sorts of stuff. Yeah.
Okay. Any information that you want to get out there? If people just turn up on a night, or can they pre-book themselves on, for instance?
No, I mean, we decided to stay away from, you know, filling out forms and stuff like that because it gets complicated. There's no issues or need for it. I mean, turn up on the night. We have specials, you know, with Bulmers are sponsoring it in terms of alcohol. We've got pints of Bulmers, bottles of Bulmers, all for €3. Mm-hmm. Specials on cocktails. I'll be giving away shots on the night. So everything is covered with a late bar as well.
And, of course, the people, as you say, can turn up on the night. There was just a question in my head there, and it's gone. But that's all the information. Just turn up on the night. Oh, yeah. It's so, just working it out quickly in my head, that's what I was doing. It should finish around the end of September then.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
The idea is just to have a semi-final and a final. And, you know, that's the schedule. So hopefully we can stick to that anyway.
Yeah.
So it could be a nice few quid for somebody leading up to Christmas.
Coming into Christmas. Yeah, terrific. Okay, Gary, any other ideas you can tell us about? Or are you keeping everything close to the chest?
No. I mean, everything is out on the board there. I mean, with Parnell's, we've entertainment there every, you know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday with live bands. And we have some great bands coming up, especially next year. We've got a great lineup. So anybody that likes live bands, come and check Parnell's out and check out our webpage, Parnell's Entertainment, and everything that we have on week in, week out will be put up on that page.
Okay. Thanks very much. That's Gary Mead, the Entertainment Manager for Parnell's, and the 23rd of July, put that in your book, just drop up there, a competition running for 8 weeks with the semi-finals and the final. So overall, 8, 10, 11. So as I say, it should finish the end of September. Anyway, Gary, thank you very much for coming in and talking
to us. Thanks for having me.